is one thing you've worried about. Today, Dr. Dixon shares how your life would change if you gave all your worries to Jesus and allow Him to be at the center of your life. Let's listen now.
Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Oh, it's wonderful being with you as we share these nuggets, and I know they're blessing you. Oh, yes. I want to share with you today about how worship is the antidote for worry. 2 Corinthians 5:14 in the Message Bible says, Christ's love has the first and last word in everything we do. Our firm decision is to work from this focused center. I so enjoy the Message Bible. God made you for 5 purposes. Worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. But you can't fulfill those purposes on your own. Life is not a solo act. You were created for a community. And the only way you can fulfill God's 5 purposes in your life is with people giving you spiritual input. You need a church family. Why? Because the church helps you center your life around God. If you're not a pastor, you need a pastor. Yeah, God didn't put you on earth to live a self-centered life. He wants to be at the core of your life. He made you to love, and He wants you to love Him back. In a sense, God says, I want to be at the hub of your heart. I want to be the focus of your attention. I want to be the center of your life. I want to be the axis of your existence. Whew. The Bible says Christ's love has the first and last word in everything we do. Our firm decision is to work from this focus center. How can you tell that Christ is the center of your life? Well, I can tell you. You stop worrying. Philippians 4:6-7 says, it's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. That's the Message again, the Message Bible. And you know what? There's a word for this. Yeah. It's a word for this. You know what it is? You want to stop worrying? Worship. When Christ displaces worry at the center of your life, the word for this is worship. When you focus your life on God, you worship. And worship is the antidote for worry. If you want to worry less, worship more. When are you supposed to worship? The Bible says you have 6 days when you can do your work, but the 7th day of each week is holy because it belongs to me. So no matter where you live, you must rest on the Sabbath and come together for worship. Leviticus 23:3. Do you know once a week God wants you to come together with other believers to refocus, recalibrate, recenter your life on Him? Huh? Where are you supposed to do it? Acts 2:46 says they worship together regularly at the temple. Can you see that God meant for you to be a part of a church family? A church family helps you focus and center your life around God so that you can fulfill His purpose for you. You can refocus, recalibrate, and recenter. Worship is the antidote for worry. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
Dash is a 501c3 organization supported by partners and friends of Carol Dixon Ministries. All gifts and support are tax deductible and can be mailed to P.O. Box 24831, Detroit, Michigan 48224. We want to hear from you. Send your comments, questions, and praise reports to iamcaroldixon@gmail.com. And remember, Dash is always on.